Hey, friends. Today we're talking about this one thing that can make or break living in your calling, really in your God-given calling. It's that important that it could literally, in my opinion and in my experience, make or break the life that you want, which is to love God and be used by Him. And the concept is rather simple. There's no fireworks or flashes around this idea, but it's a deal breaker. And it comes down to this: leading yourself is the characteristic that distinguishes between those who live in Christ and fulfill their God-given calling and those who don't. So if you've listened to this podcast, you know how this works. I talk to my 23-year-old self. I literally share stories and lessons that God has taught me, and I tell them to my 23-year-old self. So when I say you, chances are I really don't mean you, my Truth Group friends. I mean me or little Andy 20 years ago. So let's jump in. If you didn't catch last week's podcast, I'd really encourage you to stop this one, go back and listen to last week's podcast, because it's going to provide a really, I hope, solid definition and context for what we're talking about today, which is self-leadership. Self-leadership. What is it? It's not that difficult. It's what you do probably every day. It's what I do without even realizing it. But what we want to do is start to be women who realize this and capitalize on it, because I'm telling you, it's a game changer. Self-leadership is this process of intentionally observing and influencing your own thinking and feeling and behaviors so that you can achieve your real objective. So in other words, it's intentionally leading yourself. It's keeping a really close eye on your thoughts and your feelings and your behaviors. And it's intentional decisions, most of which you don't normally want to make, because it's how the Holy Spirit is leading you. And when you see how God's leading you, you join Him and the work He's already doing in you so that you can live your God-given calling. And I'm telling you, my friend, it really starts with your thinking. Now, let's clarify just a little bit, because here's what I don't mean. Self-leadership isn't about putting yourself first. Nope. That comes supernaturally to you, so you don't need to teach yourself how to do that, not even one little bit. Self-leadership isn't the power of positive thinking or of building your self-confidence or believing in yourself enough and then good things happen. Nope. It's not about conquering or mastering yourself or being your own CEO. Nope. Self-leadership, the way that I'm using this term, is the wholehearted effort of joining God's work in you and responding to it by getting all in it. You see, what God's doing in you, and you're like, show me, God, show me what you want me to do, because I recognize a movement of what you're doing in me. I want to join you. And to get there requires understanding yourself and knowing yourself really well so that you could authentically go where God wants you to go. Because when you understand who God's made you to be, you're going to have so much more fun and joy and delight in living a life for Christ. Because then you're not going to have to pretend, and you're not going to have to clean up or compare. And I'm telling you, it starts with your thinking. When it comes to your thinking, the problem isn't that you are thinking bad, yucky, gross things. For the most part, you're not. The problem in your thinking is this. Okay, so you're not thinking bad things, but you have no idea what you are thinking. There's no awareness of your own thoughts. It's like there's no guard or monitor in your mind. And your thoughts are your thoughts, but you don't even really know what they are. And what that really means is your mind is open territory, because you're not aware of your own thoughts, and therefore your mind is super vulnerable and susceptible and in danger. It's like, and picture this, it's like your mind is a 747 airplane. It's airborne and it's moving at 600 miles per hour, 30,000 feet above ground. and nobody's in the cockpit of your own thinking. Now, I know you're not crashing and burning, but you're certainly carried along by the headwinds. And there is more turbulence to deal with than you accounted for and that you want, because nobody's really in the cockpit of your mind. And I get it. I get it. You were not taught to think. And I think you're super afraid to think for yourself. And I think right now, if you were here, you would even tell me, if you could, I'm not qualified to think deeply. I don't even know where to start. I don't know how. I don't know what I think. I don't think I want to know what I think. And you would probably say, trying to think for myself makes me feel really dumb, especially when it comes to God. So I'll just wait for others to offload onto me what they think I should know and what they think I should believe. And I'll just say what they want me to say and I'll do what they want me to say. My sweet girl, you've given too many people the right to sit in the cockpit of your mind and tell you where to go. And when you aren't aware of what you're really thinking, and when you haven't assumed responsibility for your own mind and your own thoughts, you can't go healthily to the places that God is calling you to go. And this has everything to do with self-leadership. Leadership never starts with what you do or where you go. Never, never. It starts internally. It starts inside, which has everything to do with your mind. So I want to give you a few places to start leading yourself internally, because I hope you begin this cool process of joining God as He matures you. So number one, listen to your thoughts. Like, listen to them. Listen to your own thoughts, each and every one of them. Listen to yourself. Your thoughts, more than any other thing, are going to tell you the real story about you and about what you think about God. Don't be afraid of the real story that you tell yourself. I think this is why you don't listen to your own thoughts and account for them. I think you're really afraid of what you're going to find out about yourself if you actually stop to listen to your own thoughts. And I think you're afraid of what you're going to find out about what you really think of God. And I think your fears are going to come out, and your real opinions and ideas about how you relate to yourself and to other people and, sure, God. But until you understand these things, you can't get to a healthy and a whole place. And I believe to the tips of my toes that unless you really understand the problem, you're just going to be guessing at solutions. So I'm inviting you, listen to your thoughts. How do you do this, right? Okay, so here's a really simple way, but I'm telling you, it's a game changer. Start asking yourself some questions. Ask yourself, what have I been thinking over the last hour? And when you tell yourself, I can't remember, I want you to wave your own white flag and ask God for help. God, will you help me to remember what I was just thinking? I can't remember, God, but I know that you haven't forgotten. So Lord, what are my thoughts? And listen, and just listen to what He says and what He shows you. Here's another way. Catch yourself when you're thinking lousy thoughts. As soon as you catch wind of a weird thought that doesn't belong in your mind, you're going to get back in the cockpit and you're going to look at the gauges all around you and you're going to figure out what on earth that weird thought just was. Right now, you're an ace at shoving the weird, lousy thought down deep so that you don't have to deal with it anymore. Listen, you don't have to do that because you can handle really hard things. So when you catch yourself thinking something weird, which is code for wrong, so when you catch yourself thinking something wrong, don't shove the thought away just to make yourself feel better. This is seriously fuel to the fire for wacky thoughts and turbulence in your mind. You want to watch that 747 of your mind go down fast and hard? Then continue to shove away the weird thoughts. So let's break this down. When you think a lousy weird thought like this, it's just harmless flirting. It's not that big of a deal. Or this. I hope she trips in her high heels right in front of them. Or this. I need to be funnier to keep their attention. And I need to be prettier to get his attention. Don't shove these thoughts away to make yourself feel better. Don't do it. Don't give in. Instead, use the weird feeling that you get as your cue to do some digging. It's like you get that weird feeling. And then you say, God, something was just weird. What was it? What was that? God, what was I just thinking? Lord, help me identify what on earth that thought was that just popped up. Listen, He will. He will. This is so tough to do, especially when you've perfected the burial process of bad thoughts so that you get to feel better about yourself. You don't have to do the burial process anymore. Don't do it. Instead, bring the weird feeling to Jesus. Lord, I had a weird feeling. God, help me find it. And then He'll show it to you. He will. I'm telling you, give it a second. He will. Then you're going to say, Lord, here's my weird thought. I'm so sorry, Lord. Why was I even thinking like this? And stay there. Stay there. Don't move a muscle. Stay in the cockpit, because this is where you encounter God. And this is where He does stuff that is so deep that it begins to change you. Is it uncomfortable? Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Is it scary? Yeah, listen, it's always scary when you start to let God into the deeper places and you have to see who you really are. But this is where the good stuff happens. It doesn't happen, though, without self-leadership. It's like self-leadership, this God-given ability to observe your real self and influence your own thinking so that you could live your God-given calling. I think this is what 1 Timothy 4:7 refers to when it says, train yourself for godliness. I think it starts in your mind. So for now, take a deep breath. Get in the cockpit of your mind. Invite God to join you and listen really carefully to the thoughts that come up. You will never regret doing that. It's going to change your life.